13 minutes to nine, time for a film review with Adam Shaw.
Yes, Adam. Importantly, a film based on a true story about a particular company. And before I talk about it anymore, here's something of a clue.
Site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours.
1,000. 22,000.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
I can't wait to stand over your shoulder and watch you write us a check.
Mark!
So if any old board meeting sounded as exciting as that, or indeed had a music track behind them, I might be able to get through some of them. It is a short clip from the movie The Social Network, which, if you hadn't guessed, is all about Facebook. Rory Kethlin-Jones is the BBC technology correspondent turned arts editor for about 3 minutes. You went to see it last night. I have to say, it doesn't strike me as a grabbing pitch, a film about a business run by techies, no car chases or explosions or anything like that.
You can't quite hear the Hollywood pitch, can you? No, a bunch of 20-something students right at the geeky end of the spectrum, hunched over computers, and the central character, Mark Zuckerberg, the geekiest and possibly least attractive of them all. But it is actually a very compelling tale about a business and about the growing pains of a business and the drama at the centre of that company. It's got a couple of great little cameos from Bill Gates, not himself, and a character playing Bill Gates. The former US Treasury Secretary Larry Summers is in there, another great little cameo. And he's got a brilliant script by the man who wrote The West Wing. So crackling dialogue, really interesting tale of a company's growth.
I mean, of course, if you go through any bookshop, there's tons of these books about how I made a fortune, how I set this business up. Does that film work like that? Is it, you think, an inspiration for younger people?
I think young people looking at this will go, wow, how could I do that? You know, this guy's 20, he's now 26, he was 20 when he started it, he's now a multi-billionaire. I have to say, I took along a 20-year-old, rather geeky student, my son, in the hope that he would take inspiration from it and start a multi-billion dollar business. He liked the film, but didn't seem inclined to start the business.
Which goes back to Justin's debate about perhaps providing you with a pension is your son. How much truth in it?
Well, I think it's a pretty accurate portrayal of the growing pains of Facebook. There have been a lot of lawsuits. It goes through them in great detail. And it is a pretty compelling, obviously exaggerated picture of Mark Zuckerberg, this extraordinary character who's shown great, I mean, whatever you think of him, he's shown amazing focus in simply growing this business, resisting advertising. I talked to him a couple of years ago about that, and he explained why he hadn't sold the company years ago.
Well, what would I do? I mean, that's just not what I care about, right? I mean, I think the people who are involved in Facebook really care about sharing information and helping a lot of people connect with the people around them.
Rory, Mark Kermode and Barry Norman are shaking in their boots. Many thanks. Let me tell you, FTSE 100, 5,596 up.